Against All Odds, part of the Extra Points Podcast Network. Kirsten Sal coming to you with Babyface Joel Solomon, producing Behind the Glass, Eddie Spaghetti, Mikey Meatballs, and my gurus of gambling, my wizards of wagering, my barons of betting, my overlords of the odds, the degenerate trifecta. Yes, Brother Bri, Harry, and Darren the Parlay Kid. What is up, fellas?
What's going on, Sal?
What's up, Sal?
What's going on, buddy?
Week one is in the books. After tonight, we are going to preview the Monday night game here. We are now on four times a week. You people ask for more. I don't know how much more you can get out of us. We went from one to two. Now we're on four times a week. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. The Monday episode, we'll look at the Monday night game, and we will, you know, we'll recap the week. We'll go over bed aches. We've got all that stuff going on. Tonight, Raiders defend their home turf against the wrecked Ravens. 13 players on IR. My God. My God. I don't even know what to say about this. We're going to get to that game. Quick recap of Sunday. Harry was the big loser. I can't brag too much. I had the Falcons, and they were maybe the worst team to suit up. I had them winning, 12 games? Something ridiculous. But that ain't happening. Might lose 12 games. Harry, you were very much vocal with your hate of Sam Darnold. Your Vikings, who you have winning the division, lost in overtime. Iowa State is a trash team. I don't know where to start with you, Harry. You lost your bet. We were going to give you money if the Jets had pulled the upset. If not, you were going to have to put a Jets cap on and dress like a ghost, except for being topless in a mall, giving your pick for next week. And they did lose, I'm sorry to say.
I know. I owe that. And listen, it's not like Sam Darnold lit it up.
Oh, stop. Come on, you know what?
He was fine. He was very good, I thought.
I mean,
He was fine.
He was fine, but Iowa State.
Harry had like, boy, he had Iowa State. He had like 240 yards in the first half, Darnold.
Yeah.
They kind of shut things down for him.
One pass to Robbie Anderson. One pass and one pass to DJ Moore, which DJ Moore made a nice catch over his shoulder. Other than that, he went to Christian McCaffrey and the Jets. How about you just stop McCaffrey?
That's good advice. That's what you're basing this whole pick that Sam Darnold's going to suck. How about you just stop McCaffrey? When we told you, like, this guy's good for 200 yards combined every single game, and now this is a surprise to you now that he's going to use McCaffrey as an outlet.
Nine catches?
Oh, man. Yeah. Someone should have told Harry that McCaffrey's good, and, like, if you need one player to bail you out in the league, that's the guy. But no.
Why didn't Brian tell me Purdy's going to stink for Iowa State, though?
Oh, God. Garbage.
That's a different story.
No offense. Where's the offense 2 weeks?
It's bad. All three rookie quarterbacks lost. There's things we should learn every year. And I figured with what was going on with the college, every game was under, right, in college. And then I was like, all right, week one, we should do the same in NFL. What were the unders? 9-5? 9-5 yesterday, I think the unders were. The underdogs were 10-4 yesterday. I think 11-4 now going into the Monday night game. All three rookie quarterbacks continuing with the trend. They lost, and none of them covered. Parlay Kid, why didn't we see this coming? What do we do here?
Oh, well, we should have seen it coming, Sal. It was too easy. Too easy. Should have capitalized more in those rookie QB matchups. Are bad. It's okay, though. We'll get it back. Week two is always my favorite week to bet. So we're going to get it back. It's fine. Right. We're getting it back this week. There's money line parlays to be had all over the place this week. So
there's a juicy one. There's a real juicy one there with big, big, gigantic, fat, obese favorites in there. And Harry would like that. Babyface Joel Solomon, you had a comparison. You were going to jump on with Harry and who was it? Aaron Rodgers?
Yes.
Also struggled.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, look, Harry, he spent a lot of time talking, hyping up this game. And there was a comparison with Aaron Rodgers. They both spent this offseason constantly traveling. They were photographed without their shirts on. And they spent a lot of time this summer hosting and watching Jeopardy. So in week one, they both suffered terrible losses, really, really bad losses. They were ridiculed on the internet. And their coaches, Matt LaFleur and Parlay Kid, they call it embarrassing. They called it just absolutely embarrassing. But I like that Harry and Aaron Rodgers, that's not the case. They just look at it. It's just 1 week. This is just 1 week. They're going to bounce back. And also, like Aaron Rodgers, Harry has a very strange family dynamics. you know, we don't want to get into that. So all I can say is, you know, Harry's a lot like Visor. I recommend people give him another shot. Let's go.
Visor.
Let's give Harry one more shot.
I believe it was Moderna, right? Or what did he say?
MacGyver.
MacGyver. Yeah, that's what he said. All right. Right now.
Whatever.
Yes. Whatever. I agree. All right. Let's go from the bad to the worst. Right now, it's time to deep dive into the collectively crushed soul of the degenerate trifecta in a segment we hate to call bed aches.
When a bet makes you sick and you make the wrong pick, it's a bad ache. It's a bad ache. It's a bad ache.
Yes, bed aches is brought to you by our friends at PropSwap. I'm going to start off here. Saturday, I'm an idiot. I loved Oregon. I loved them plus 14. Then it went to 14.5. I'm like, oh my God, I don't even have to buy the hook. This is great. I'm watching the game. Before the game, I was like, you know what? Let me make one of those monster moneyline favorites, right? Brother Brian with like seven favorites, all in the 12 to 16 range. And I didn't even realize it until after the game. I had Ohio State on one of them. So I can't leave well off alone. I'm screaming about Oregon and how they're going to cover the game. And then I look, I'm like, oh my God, I didn't make any money today because I had a six teamer. Of course it went 5 out of 6. And the loser was Ohio State on the money line. So that's my bet ache. One that you don't find out about until about 8 o'clock at night when you're reviewing your miserable choices. All right, Harry, give us your miserable choices.
Well, you guys always rip me for not betting a ton of money all the time. Mm-hmm. I did feel very confident on Sunday thinking that Sam Darnold is going to throw an interception. And when I sent it to Brian early in the morning on Sunday, I said, this is only minus 125, Brian. Brian writes back, that's a good one. That's a good one. Gives me a little more confidence into going a little deeper. So I put $300 on that Sam Darnold would throw a pick. And, like, you know, he had, like, again, like,
hold on, let me just step in here.
$300 $300. How are you going to throw a pick there unless it's tipped?
Okay. It's a ton of money for you, Harry. $300. I mean, you just to give it some light here, you spent $60 on your girlfriend's birthday hotel room this week. So this is a lot. It's like five times as much, right? But okay, go ahead. So what's your complaint?
Yeah, well,
you bet it and it didn't happen.
My complaint is that he maybe threw five passes, 15 yards or more. Everything was underneath.
Yep. And the one strike
that he had to Robbie Anderson.
The guy wasn't close to throwing a pick.
The Robbie Anderson touchdown, the Jets totally blew. Anybody could have made that pass.
Where was the interception?
I had no chances at picks.
Where should be?
None. Well, right. Yeah. So there's no betting. Exactly. There was nothing close to being picked. So.
True, you know, but you're waiting the whole game because I really felt, you know, he's going to throw a pick somewhere.
Listen, I bet that he would throw a pick, and he wasn't close to throwing a pick. What a betting. Damn, man.
How about this then? I had a 14 player prop parlay yesterday. I had my only loser, and I had a plus 170 in there with Goff over 1.5 touchdown passes. So on a four teamer, I needed, of all things, who's my loser? Can't even think.
You just said Goff over one.
Burrow
going over 23 completions. I get all of overtime, and he still doesn't get there. And that was my only loser.
Right, by the way, that's bad.
Overtime sucks.
Another bad overtime. Sucks. Another bad bet. You needed all of overtime, and still didn't get. These are your fault.
I have never seen. It is uncanny how Harry, anytime he texts something like I'm about to hit something. Mm-hmm. He always loses it. Not sometimes. Every single time he says, I'm one away. Harry, it never hits.
How about your jinx yesterday with the Patriots?
I did. That's true.
To be fair, Harry was one Sam Darnold interception away from winning that bet. And he had a whole 3.5 hours and he still couldn't pull it off. What a jinx. Yeah. But Paula Kidd, you got to forward this to me because we could live bet the other way as soon as he jinxed himself.
It does it every single time. Every time.
McCaffrey, come on.
All right, Bri, jump in here.
Well, I'll say my two real good bets this weekend were the Panthers. I put a shit ton of money on the Panthers and Iowa over Iowa State. So
nice.
Those are my two going against Harry. I should have just put more.
Good job, Brian.
I should have just put more on it. I should have put more on it. The worst for me, though, money-wise, I'll start off with Washington yesterday. So in the early games, I was 8-1 against the spread, but I ended up losing a bunch of money. I had Washington pretty much tied to every parlay I had. I had Washington straight up. you know, to lose Fitzpatrick early was a killer. Although I don't even know if that game might be pretty much the same game regardless. I think Heineke mm-hmm. was okay. But the Gibson fumble inside the five in the fourth quarter just killed me. So that was the worst money wise. But then after that, I was like, all right, I got to get, you know how it goes. You're like, all right, 425 games. It's like 423. I decided, yeah. All right, I'm going to load up now. I'm going to load up on the Chiefs and the Packers.
Oh man.
The fucking yeah. Packers.
They were
terrible. Is there anything worse though? I mean, my bet ache again is just tying a lot of things to, I thought the Packers would be really good.
I did too.
I mean, week one, I'm not like over, you know, he didn't play in the preseason. So whatever. I mean, maybe he was going to suck, but there's nothing worse than betting on Aaron Rodgers and they're losing and you just see him like no emotion.
The body language is bad.
Body language right away is bad. That fucking
Serena man. Williams has it. Yeah, there's some athletes who you just kind of know it's just not going to happen, you know, like right away.
I know. And you,
his body language is bad anyway, Aaron Rodgers. He's got his hands in the hand warmer there, walking up to the line of scrimmage.
I know. And it was like 130 degrees out there. He's got his hands in the hand warmer. Some reason, I don't know why, his long hair bothered the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Just a guy who's just like, so I don't know. I have so much tied to this damn team. And then I was like, you know what? I lost that. So I was like, I got to get it back with the Yankees. So and then to have the Yankees lose that game.
That was nice.
On the Lindor third home run of the game.
Lindor is officially a Met. There we go. And Mikey Meatballs is out here. He had to watch that with the all Met household there. He owes my son Harrison 300 push-ups, I think, right? Mikey Meatballs, what was it? 300 versus 90? Is that what it was going to be? You did 290? Yeah, but nobody saw it, but you did 290. All right. He only owes 10. By the way, Maggie Meatballs was also there. Talk about bed aches. I think our friend Kevin Hench put it best with gambling. He said, what did he say? He said, there's two reactions, right? So you either suck, like you bet like Harry, and you're just like, oh my God, I got blown out of the water and I lost. Or, oh, I should have bet more on that, right? Like those are really like the two reactions to betting. Like, oh, I'm terrible or I'm a pussy. Right? Like there's nothing, no other, nothing
never
more.
Never bet enough.
Yeah, you never bet enough, you win. All right, let's hear the music there, Mikey Meatballs.
When a bet makes you stink, and you make the wrong pick, it's a bad ache, it's a bad ache, it's a bad ache.
All right, yeah, bet aches is brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com, which is filled with fresh features like filtering tickets based on value. You can browse the activity feed to stay in the know, and a loyalty rewards program that turns sales into extra cash and much more. Use promo code ODDS, ODDS, on your first deposit, and PropSwap will match your first deposit up to $500. Wow. And now it's time for another edition of the Extra Prop of the Week. This week's prop focuses on Thursday's NFC East matchup. Yuck. Giants, Washington football team, what will be the number for Daniel Jones completions, zero, plus Terry McLaurin receptions. Last week, Jones completed 22 passes. McLaurin caught 4 passes. To enter, tweet us your guess at Extra Points Pod and at PropSwap with the hashtag Extra Prop. You must be following both accounts to win. The winner receives a $175 Washington to win the NFC East ticket. That's to win $175 courtesy of PropSwap. Go to PropSwap.com today. Or download the PropSwap app to find the best odds nationwide. PropSwap, where America buys and sells sports bets. You want to defend Daniel Jones for a minute there, Harry or Spaghetti? Anybody want to jump in?
No, not really.
No, Harry knows. He's the Sam Darnold of the Jets, right, Harry?
I mean,
at this point,
is that what he is?
That fumble. Me and Eddie were texting yesterday. That fumble, right? And then the Denver goes down and scores right after that. And it was over in the second. It's just like, it's such a disaster. No offense, no running game. It's so rough.
Spaghetti was almost just a catastrophic weekend for you if Notre Dame had not survived Toledo.
I'm so happy that I'm busy the next 3 weeks because it's like, why do I bother watching football on weekends? My team can't beat a MAC team at home, first home game of the season on a Saturday. The Giants, you know what? My defense of Daniel Jones would be this. If Jason Garrett is calling the plays, it does not matter who is quarterback.
There you go.
Really that
I
bad.
Like it. Now I
so
like
true.
It. That's the thing I
so
like
true.
Best about Spaghetti. It's the best thing I've heard in weeks so far. All right, good.
Harry, you should have a greater appreciation for Tony Romo then.
That's true.
Those, you know what? You're kind of right. Garrett's the worst.
Yeah, that's how good he was.
The ultimate slap in the face for the Dallas Cowboy fans. to have Jason Garrett be the Giants offensive coordinator. Really, it sucks.
There you go. All right, we got lots more to talk about. Let's hit the game tonight. Ravens at Raiders. Raiders home team plus +4. Over-under is 50. Like I said, 13 players on IR. Not even started the season really yet. 13 players on IR for the Ravens. Their running game is a disaster. I think they have Murray. They have, you know, Le'Veon Bell made the trip. I was reading Peter King's column. Latavius Murray made the trip. They're going to try to figure something out there. This is a boring little pick here because Parlay Kid, Brother Bry, and I all like the Raiders plus +4. Bry, this is your team. I just think, you know, I misread the emotion of everything and the preseason and everything in that Packers-Saints game. I have to be right about something here. And I just think that crowd is going to be super pumped up in Las Vegas for game number one against the Ravens. Probably a lowish scoring game, but I think one that the Raiders pull out 20-16. I like the Raiders and the under. Bry, come on. Let's jump on. They're making the playoffs this year.
Well, I mean, I do think they're going over the win total, but yeah, I don't know. Playoffs, you know me. I'm pessimistic with this Raider team all the time, although I still like them tonight getting the 4. But one thing that would concern me, and when I tell you guys this, you're going to be like, oh, fuck, that really does suck. But we obviously saw how good the Ravens played in the preseason, right? The last 5 years, they, you know, pretty much covered every game. And that obviously has been extending into the regular season, because in their last 4 season openers, they've outscored their opponents 164-19.
Come on. No one wants to hear that.
164-19.
But this is when they had more than 3/4 of their team available, right?
Well, that's part of it. But that's part of it, though. I do agree with that. And I do think, for as much as I shit on the Raiders, which they did deservedly so, Gruden early in the season, his game plans are usually pretty good. His biggest issues are talent evaluation and usually, you know, being way too conservative. He'll punt the ball 4th-and-1 on the opponent's 35-yard line. But I do think four or four and a half, whatever you get, is probably too much for a team with this is their real stadium debut. Like you said, their fans should be going crazy. Should be a lot of intensity tonight. The injuries probably, I'm thinking there's just way too many injuries on the Ravens side of the ball. This kind of reminds me of last year's season opener, even though there weren't any fans, but the Raiders came out and played well against the Saints last year. Although, geez, that seemed like forever ago. And I tend to think, for as good as the Ravens have been defensively, I do think this is more of a higher scoring game. And the Raiders cover the 4.
All right. Parlay Kid, what do you have to add to that? And I think Harry has a total bet on the game.
Yeah, so I think the crowd factor here tonight is going to be big. It's tough. The Ravens, this is hard to overcome all the injuries, especially in week one. We know the Ravens treat their preseason pretty it's important to them. They obviously cover all these preseason games, et cetera. I wonder if that has something to do with all these injuries. Maybe they push their players a little too hard. We can't forget the Lamar Jackson factor. He could really carry this team. If he decides he's going to run, he's going to throw, he could carry this team. But I think the Raiders are going to be a little ultra motivated tonight. I think Waller has a huge game. I think Ruggs might break out a little bit here tonight too.
A lot of the young receivers did well yesterday, right?
I mean, right. I think I could see him catching a deep ball or two today for the Raiders. I just like that them getting the points. It's the first game with fans in the stadium. I think it's going to be a special night there. So if the Raiders and according to Keyshawn Johnson, the Raiders have a top 5 quarterback in the NFL too. So
interesting.
They should win. Let's go.
Who is he? I'd love to meet him. Which is he?
Yeah, all right. Marcus Mariota.
We had what is going down was 4.5, now 4 on FanDuel. Harry, you like the over. You had it over 50.5. You must like it even better at 50.
Yeah, I got it. It's also my play on extra points. And if it comes in, it's not such bad of a weekend after all, because I need it for $300. So over 50, 51 or more in the 3 Monday night games have happened when Lamar has played in them. Last one, if you guys remember that, like 47-42 game against Cleveland last year, 89 points in his last Monday game. Like you said, he might have to do a lot by himself, but I still don't see that Raiders defense stopping him. Brian, you know the Raiders defense is awful. 24th rushing last year, 29th in sacks, 30th in points allowed. Carr will still get his with Waller and everyone they have on offense. In the Raiders' last 8 games, eight of the last 9 last season, somebody in their game scored 30 or more. I'm going over 50 here.
All right, let's go player props. My favorites. Renfro. big name, right, Bri? In preseason. 50 or more yards tonight. 50 or more, plus 194, almost 2-1 odds we can get for that. He had four games over 50 last year. Six targets a game over the last six. He's 25 years old. He owned Jalen Ramsey in a preseason scrimmage. Everyone was talking about it for weeks. Good third down receiver. I expect him to get like between 80 and 90 catches. Is he the second best wide receiver on this team, Bri?
He'll get the second most amount of targets. I don't know if he's, you know, we'll see what Ruggs or Edwards does this year. I mean, but Renfro's going to get, after Waller, he'll get the most.
All right. So if you like Carr over 258 and a half, Renfro should be able to eclipse 50, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I like that.
Okay. All right. And so you have Carr.
Yes, I have Carr over 258 and a half. I don't know if I love all this Raiders love right now, right? Because they just,
I know.
They disappoint. You know, when they're not, when everybody's down on them, they'll have a good game. Everybody being on them really sucks right now. But even though the Ravens are usually good against the pass, you know, the Peters injury is going to be tough on them. Carr went over this number in 10 of 15 games last year when he was healthy. Obviously, he had that one injury game. I'm not really counting that one. But in his last four games to end the season, again, except the game he got injured, he averaged 351 passing yards per game. And those were against, you know, Denver, Miami, and Indy. Those were three of the four teams. So, and then if you look at this past weekend, 19 of the 30 NFL starters this weekend threw for 260 yards or more. Even against good defenses, this is now a passing league. And it's been for a long time, but even more so. But over 258 and a half doesn't seem like a ton here. I think Carr, again, for as much as I give him shit, I think he puts up good numbers tonight.
All right, Harry, what's your prop bet?
Yeah, I'm going Lamar Jackson over 71 and a half rushing yards at minus 110. He loves Monday night. He's played in three Monday night games. Like I mentioned, that game he against Cleveland last year, 9 carries, 124 yards. Also last year on a Monday night, he had 9 carries for 83 against the Chiefs in 2019. In his first Monday night game against the Rams, 9 carries, 95 yards. Raiders rush defense, 24th in the league last year. I think he's going to create a lot, especially on third down with his legs, over 71 and a half for Lamar tonight.
I just worry, what if he has to go take another shit and he's gone for 40 minutes? I mean, they're not going to stop the
still
game.
Still had 124 yards in that game against Cleveland.
That was a ridiculous game. What was it? Like 90 points scored. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have had to go to the bathroom 42. Bunch too. All right. Parlay Kid, I love this pick of yours, and I have one coming up similar.
I got Darren Waller, right? Anytime touchdown score at plus 130.
Yeah.
Waller scored 9 touchdowns last year, 107 receptions. And don't forget, he's playing against the Ravens team that he was part of that kind of, you know, gave him a chance in the NFL and let him go. So I think he's got a little motivation as well to play, have a good game against them. And he's their main target. He's the best guy on this team. And they're going to take advantage. First game here in the stadium, Waller shines. He scores at least one. You might even be looking at this guy to score 2 touchdowns tonight. So
I like it. I like it a lot. Get it all done on FanDuel. Why not? NFL is back, and FanDuel Sportsbook wants you to get the most out of every game with same game parlays. That's one of the things I love about betting on football. Finding a new player prop. Harry and I just talked about it. We go 5 out of 6 every week, but you could do better. I know you can. What's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine these props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout. Yes, Ravens, Raiders, all those things we just talked about. Waller to score, the over. You could take the side, the total, everything you want. Or you can even mix in Lamar to go over 71 and a half, even if it doesn't make sense for most of your bet. A lot of the combinations together will and can and will come through. Fast payouts, easy to use, safe and secure. America's number one sports book. Same game parlay bets. Do it. No feeling like nailing a same game parlay bet. Lock in your bet today on FanDuel Sportsbook. If you're new to FanDuel, they're also offering a risk-free $1,000 bet. If you prefer that, doesn't make any sense. They're giving you a free $1,000. Sign up with promo code against the odds. And if your first bet loses, you get up to a grand back in site credit. That's promo code against all odds. You have to be 21 or over in Arizona and present in Arizona, Colorado, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, in West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG. 1-800-270-7117. Yes, that's in Indiana. Tennessee, red line, 1-800-889-9789. Or call West Virginia, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's for Arizona. Yes, FanDuel.com/against all odds. All right, let's go first touchdown here, guys. Parlay Kid, I'll jump in. I love Darren Waller here. First touchdown, 8-1. Don't forget, he came from the Ravens practice squad. Not this year, but a couple of years back. He had 9 touchdowns last year. 3 in the last 6 games. I just think he's a main target. If they get down there low, they're going to want to show off. You know, having been a Raven, going to be a little more extra. Give me the ball here. I want to rub it in. 8-1, first touchdown. Parlay Kid, what do you like?
Yeah, well, I'm going to go with the other tight end on the other side, Sal. Mark Andrews at +550 to score the first touchdown. I feel like there was a couple games last year where I missed out on this, where Andrews is catching something. And isn't he really their Lamar Jackson's primary target?
It's got to be.
So I think at +550, Andrews more so than ever, I think, is going to explode this year as Jackson's primary target. Let's look for him to get an early start. He scores the first touchdown at +550.
Harry, you got someone else at +550. Same team.
Yeah, I'm showing a lot of Lamar Jackson love today. He's going to be, he's also, yeah, he said 550 first touchdown. He's going to keep drives, like I said, alive and potential TDs alive with his legs. In that last game, that game against Cleveland, he had 2 rushing touchdowns on that Monday night. And in his, he had 1 first touchdown rushing last year. Darren, do you want to guess who that was against on a Tuesday night? On a Tuesday night, another night game.
Cowboys.
The Cowboys. You got it, D.
Damn, got us again.
Nice job, D.
Got us again. All right, Brother Bri. First touchdown. Stop.
Well, I like all yours, but I'm going to lean towards, I like, you know, the Lamar one's always a good one to take. I probably would stay away from Jacobs at +650. He's probably not high enough considering they might struggle to run the ball against the Ravens. But I'm going to go with the long shot. So, Sal, you already mentioned him. I'm going to go with Hunter Renfrow. Again, he only had 2 touchdowns last year, 4 the year before. But aside, again, like we were just talking about, aside from Waller, he's the second most targeted receiver on this team. Carr is definitely the most comfortable with him of any of the wide receivers. You know, if you go back to last year's first touchdown at home, last year was Ingold scored it for them. So this is the type of team where it could be anybody on the offensive side of the ball. So I would look for one of the long shots here with the Raiders.
What kind of odds do we get for Renfrow?
Oh, sorry. He's 24-1.
24-1. My God. Yeah. That's outstanding. Yeah, we like, typically we like going tight ends, right? I would say we like going quarterbacks to run it in, whether it's Mahomes or, what do we have for, what's Carr to run it in?
He's like 40-1, I think.
Is he really? Because why? Because he slams it against the pylon and fumbles it?
Well, that's what I was going to say. There's a better chance of that happening.
I'd love to get odds on that, if we can see that. All right, there you go, FanDuel. FanDuel.com/against all odds. Do it all. First touchdown. One of our favorite bets. And now it's time for Shark Tank. You guys pick. Harry, I want both Shark Tanks with you last week, right?
Yeah.
Did you lose
one? Lost one.
You lost the second one. What was the second one? I forget.
I went Browns money line instead of the points.
Oh, right. Yep.
Greedy bastard.
That's tough. I just kind of feel like that's going to be a result for many years, right? Chiefs, spot them 10, spot them 12 points, whatever, they come back. All right, hit us up. What's your Sharp Tank? What's your pick tonight? I'll jump on one, my favorite of the three.
All right, I'm going to go baseball tonight. I'm going to take the Giants at home, -110 against San Diego and Yu Darvish. This is really more of a bet against Darvish. He's killing me this year when I've taken him. I'm going to go against him now. His ERA is almost up to 4 now. He's 2-5 on the road this season, 5.40 ERA, 7 of his last 10 starts, 4 earned runs or more. San Fran has won 7 in a row, 9 of the last 10. They're second in the National League in home runs, 1 behind the Braves. Darvish gives up the most home runs on the Padres roster. In his last 10 games, Darvish's last 10 starts, he's given up 13 home runs. Give me the Giants at home. You get a bargain here, I think, at -110 against Darvish.
It's a bargain, except you can't figure this guy out. If you're betting on him, you're betting against him, you can't win.
rough.
We've got two more weeks. Just stay away from Darvish starts. How hard is that? I don't know. All right, Brother Bri, hit us up.
Yeah, I'm going to go with, I really like this one. I just found it this morning, but the Lamar Jackson over 4.5 rushing yards on his first attempt is minus 130. Now, my guess here is that I'm going to say there's not going to be early in this game, not a lot of design runs for Jackson early on. I think they probably want, you know, keep him out of harm's way a little bit. But I do think, you know, when he needs to make a play, and it probably to happen on the first, you know, the first drive, it'll be third and long. I just picture him running for 15 or 20 yards to get a first down. I mean, I didn't do a ton of research here looking at his first rushing attempt, but I would have to think it goes over more than.
Okay. More than not. I don't mind that. Yeah. I don't mind that. Yeah. All right. Paula Kidd.
Yeah, I had my Sharp Tank streak snapped thanks to those New Jersey Giants. Honestly, I had a nice parlay with the Cincinnati. They come through. I mean, tough one, suck one out, and then the Giants right in that game. But boy, there was no life on that thing. That was a terrible game one showing by the Giants. There was nothing to get excited about. Even the defense that I've lauded was very, very below average yesterday, that defense. Even once Judy went out, they could not get off the field on third downs. Really pathetic showing. I don't know. And I'm a Judge guy. It's got to be Garrett. It's something about him. It's something about him. Something's got to be done. But whatever. I'm glad to see the Giants lose, even if it cost me a Sharp Tank. Whatever. They lost. Sal, I'm going to go with Henry Ruggs III. Over 50 yards receiving. Plus 162. Ruggs is integral for this team to take the next step this year. If the Raiders want to be good, Ruggs has to be good. He at least has to stretch the field for the Raiders. I think that he's going to get a few chances today to show what he's got. I think he may beat at least. Oh, look, it's going to be one catch for him. It might be one catch. It goes over. Ruggs gets it done. He's going to be a very important part of this team starting tonight. I know it kills Brian to watch CeeDee Lamb out there every time, but Ruggs is going to be okay. He's going to be okay.
Listen, I'm hearing a dog bark in the background. That means take the Raiders plus the points. I don't know. Maybe money line. Maybe we're overthinking it throughout the whole analysis. The dog is barking. All right, here's the thing, Parlay Kid. I liked Ruggs over, but I'm already betting big on Renfro over. And if I end up having every receiver over, I'm like, one's going to have 48 yards. And I just know it. So I like it, but I'm going to stay away. Harry, I'm staying away from your love-hate affair with you, Darvish. And Brother Bri, I like your analysis. And Lamar, over 4.5 rushing yards on the first attempt. I think that's a winner. And that'll be fun. That's one of those that you could kind of like cash potentially within the first 20 minutes of the game, right?
Yep.
There you go. There you go. All right. Catch all these guys' picks for free on extrapoints.com. Our next episode. Tuesday's episode, Once Upon a Time in Queens. Jimmy Kimmel and I are co-executive producers of it. We saw the screening. I've seen it a million times already, but we saw the screening Friday night. It airs Tuesday and Wednesday on ESPN 30 for 30, 8 p.m. Eastern. Tomorrow, we're going to have Kevin Mitchell on. Going to talk about an integral part of a team. That guy, he packs a punch. That's going to be fun. We're going to talk about overreaction and picks. And I want to mention Parlay Kid's son, Kyle. Quarterback, Hartwood College. My God, he gets a win. His first start, he gets a win. Congratulations. Good job by you, Parlay Kid. You must have been a basket case because we were nervous watching the streaming.
Yeah, no, you know what? I was better than I thought. It was a beautiful day. I just try to enjoy it. And it was nice. It's you know, good D3.
Beautiful day. I try to enjoy it. Come on.
Darren was sick to his stomach.
I was really good. And you know what? Good game plan by Hartwick. Kyle did what he had to do. It was an enjoyable day. And the kid earned it. I mean, he hasn't quarterbacked a game in 3 years.
Wow.
You know, the school he originally went to converted him to a wide receiver. He wasn't very happy about that. And he wanted to quarterback. He worked hard at it. He beat some pretty good kids out. And on his first start, he got a win. I don't know. You know, there's going to be many more of those, but it was very enjoyable.
Better be for his sake. Are you going to, where's the next game? Massachusetts?
It's in Massachusetts. Curry College. Hartwick travels to Curry.
And Darren,
Milton, Massachusetts.
Oh, you'll be there, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna be. I'm enjoying the ride, Sal. Enjoying the ride.
Yeah, nice, awesome.
Darren, how many? Oh, one touchdown pass.
Yeah, he was. He was very efficient. I mean, the coaches were smart. They didn't ask him in his first start to do too much. And mm-hmm. 9 for 15 for about 115 yards. And then I thought the best part of his game was running. He got out of the pocket a couple times, and they had some design runs for him too. He was 5 for 45 rushing or something like that.
Kid dropped a touchdown pass too.
Touchdown. Hey. I said he was probably a yard away too from a 99-yard touchdown pass. Overthrew a guy.
Right. Right.
Deep in the end zone. Just overthrew the guy, which was not anybody's fault. That would have been nice.
But D, 24-yard touchdown pass, right?
28.
Harry, check the box score, Harry. Why are you bothering me with these details?
It was fun. 24 yards? Proud of him. And really, seriously, I was probably more nervous for the first game. I think I'll probably be okay. Rest of it, it's just a fun ride, Sal. Enjoy it. I'm trying to make the best of it.
The best day of Parlay Kids' life. Sorry, Michael.
We got it. We got it.
I was just as happy when he won in fifth grade. I mean, honestly, it doesn't.
I'm with you. You know what? Don't even go to this next game. Just watch. Just stream it.
I think
you're in good shape. Harry keeps betting on him to throw over a half an interception. So I think you're all right. You're good. All right. There you go. Babyface Joel Solomon. You have anything to add? Good point, bad point before we get out of here?
Let's see. For good point, I like that Harry, to break out of his slump. It only makes sense that he's going with a player that has had bowel problems to break out of his slump. But I love Lamar over 71.5 rushing yards, especially they're going to lean on him from the running game. And when Lamar runs, he breaks them off in chunks.
Come on.
You know, there's 10 yards, 30 yards.
That's right, Joel.
So
especially against that Raiders D.
But as much as I love Harry, I really want to give Parlay Kid our I don't know if it's a gambling game ball, but between Hartwick and on Thursday Night Football, he picked a great both teams scoring 2 touchdowns in both halves. He had the Steelers, he had the Saints, the Texans. I feel like we should give Parlay Kid a game
ball. Let's do it. We don't have one. We can't afford anything like that. But yeah, we'll give him the verbal
game ball. Put a sticker on the wall for me, Joel.
All right. There you go. We're going to get stickers. That's it. So that'll do it for Babyface Joel Solomon, Spaghetti Meatballs, The Degenerate Trifecta. I'm Sal, saying so long and happy handicapping. Na 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 na